Nation with Who1.co.uk presents the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast number 112. I'm Adam.
I'm Aisha.
Star. She really had to flap her ears at that point, didn't she?
She did. Why?
And yes, this...
Get your feet off me!
Do you know, this is a very special episode of the show, Alicia. Do you know why?
So we don't do our anniversary. Well, I don't think it's an anniversary.
I don't know
it's
what
it is. It's a birthday, ain't it? Not an anniversary.
What? Is a birthday not an anniversary?
No.
What is it then if it's not an anniversary?
It's a birthday.
Right, okay. Still an anniversary, though, for
no,
the podcast.
It's a birthday.
This is our second anniversary, it is, though.
Our second birthday. Thank you.
Just because Kirby's not on the show doesn't mean to say you have to take over on the pedanticness front.
I'm not taking over the pedanticness front. It just winds me up.
Mainly because you can't actually say the word pedantic.
Pedantic.
So, right. Without further ado...
Not doing the catchphrase.
No, because we haven't done it since about episode one, which is... 111 episodes ago, funny enough.
Let's talk about Doctor Who.
Yes, exactly what we're going to do today. We're not going to review any episodes, mainly because Alicia can't remember any of them.
I can remember them.
Oh, go on, name one.
That one we just watched.
Which was?
The one we just watched.
We haven't just watched one, though.
We did watch one.
No, we haven't. When did we watch one? I didn't watch one.
I watched the... No, actually, no.
Thank you. So we haven't just watched one.
Oh, that was last week.
Yeah, but you weren't sort of really in on that, were you? You sort of came in, hung around for a bit, and disappeared to a... You went to Gurnard for a little stroll.
Oh, no.
So we had to skip over that particular... Have you actually watched any Doctor Who, just for the sake of it, recently?
If it's on, I'll watch it.
What's it likely to be on when you're going to watch it, then?
BBC Three.
Or BBC Three. So what have you watched, then? On Watch or BBC Three?
I haven't really had time. I've mostly been either sleeping or reading or dancing.
Yes. So, right.
Or watching BGT.
What do you like to do on the show today, then? Obviously, we're going to have to talk about...
I thought you had a plan.
No, I haven't really. I just wanted to get you on the show.
How long have I been...
I thought I'd make it easy for you.
How long haven't I been on one?
That's where I'm working.
Sorry, I'm doing my concentrating voice at the moment.
5 days.
Trying to paint my nails.
5 days, Alicia. You were on last week.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
Very brave.
The dog is whining at the back door because she thinks if she goes out for a wee, she's going to get a snack. I was just wondering, I thought it would be quite interesting if you could ask
me... Wait. How long is this podcast going to last for?
As long as it takes. Why?
Because I need a stretch.
That's fine.
Before I go to bed. And I need an early night tonight.
I need an early-ish night tonight because there's something happening tomorrow.
Well, unless we get this... We need to get this podcast by 10 so I can do half an hour stretching.
I don't really want to be doing it beyond 10 o'clock because one, I've got to take my antibiotics. Two, I've got to let the dogs out for their last wee.
Three, you need to make me a drink. And four, I need to stretch.
And five, I want to go to bed. So, shall we get on?
I think it's your birthday tomorrow.
Yes, I know it's my birthday tomorrow. And another letdown ahead of us, no doubt, because I know somebody won't be around for it. So we can work
out. Oh, well. I'm there for most of the morning. I go to Mum. Mum, I don't want to do carnival tomorrow, because it's Dad's birthday. She's like, no, I'm going to do it. I was like, no, it's Dad's birthday. She's like, no.
Well, she will say that, because she knows you. That doesn't seem to bother you that it's Dad's birthday when you're going off gallivanting to a, as you call it, comp. Staying around some friend's house.
Well, would you like to wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning to take me to a boat?
No.
Exactly.
Anyway, back to Doctor Who, as if we ever actually got onto the subject in the first place. I thought it might be a good idea on this particular show is that you ask me some questions about Doctor Who. Why do you have to be so boring, so disagreeable all the time? It's my birthday.
What's the point? Because you know everything.
No, not necessarily about Doctor Who.
No, you know everything.
Listen, not...
You do. Why do you think I get you to do my homework?
No, not about Doctor Who as a subject, about my liking of Doctor Who.
Yeah, but I know about that already.
The listeners don't. My favourites and my least favourites.
I know that.
Do you? Go on, tell me something then.
Least favourites of what, though?
Doctor Who. Yeah, see, you don't know, sir. You know, what do I like? What my first memories of Doctor Who are and stuff like that.
You said you used to watch it when you were... used to be on TV.
Obviously, it used to be on TV. It's a TV programme.
Shut up. There was one, wasn't there one episode on when I was being born?
No. There was an episode on the year before.
I don't know.
It was called the Doctor Who movie with Paul McGann.
Oh.
So. Are you going to ask the question?
No.
Don't think you would, Samir. First memories of Doctor Who. I remember...
Why have we got microphone strapped to your foot?
Because that's... What?
Can I have a drink?
Later.
No, I want one now.
No, because we're in the middle of recording. And I'll make you a big drink anyway. Mm-hmm. And my first memories of Doctor Who were at...
I'm telling Mum.
...the school playground when I was probably about 4 or 5.
Did you watch Britain's Got Talent?
What?
The exterminating Dalek person.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. That's Martin Crofts, by the way.
Are you going to get him on the show?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it? I doubt it, though. Too famous.
He's not too famous. He's just been on BGT.
Yeah, the audience figures for that programme makes him very famous.
Yeah, but I think that he would be privileged to come on the show.
The fact that Doctor Who got a massive mention on ITV was quite a scoop, really, though, I must admit.
Amanda Holden said...
To more viewers than Doctor Who actually gets on the BBC, which is quite ironic as well.
Yeah, Amanda Holden's mentioned it.
Not Holden, Holden.
Amanda Holden.
Yes. Okay, so before we talk about my first memories of Doctor Who, you want to talk about Martin Crofts on Britain's Got Talent. So what did you think then of, initially, not talking about the semi-final appearance, what did you think of him when he was on the audition show?
You loved him.
You weren't even in the room with me at the time, so how do you know that?
Because I'm your daughter.
What did you think of it? Never mind what I thought of it. I thought I put a smile on my face and I quite enjoyed it. It's nice to see a Doctor Who fan.
It's a even though he looked guy a silly, sticking a sword he was having pan a on laugh. His head.
He was having a laugh, but didn't he do a brilliant Dalek impression without a ring modulator?
Yes, he did.
Hey, Nicholas Briggs.
He might get a job on Doctor Who.
He might well do, but... it was a bit of a Mickey table, but also it was a bit of a homage. It was a bit of both, wasn't it?
Clearly it's a homage.
It's like a tribute and a Mickey table. It's a bit of a spoof and a tribute at the same time, which Doctor Who fans are renowned for. But, I quite enjoyed it. I didn't find it embarrassing. I was quite pleased that Doctor Who was getting a bit of airtime on ITV. So what did you think? You must have been up in your room watching this, and you saw this bloke come on with a saucepan on his head and starting to talk... like a Dalek. What did you think?
What the hell?
So, did you think it was embarrassing, or did you just think, oh, good, Doctor Who's getting a bit of publicity on ITV?
No, but Dad's going crazy.
I was just thinking, I wonder how many of the, apart from David Walliams, obviously has been in Doctor Who, and he's a Doctor Who fan, about whether Alicia Dixon, Amanda Holden, and Simon Cowell, specifically, knew what a Dalek was.
Simon Cowell probably didn't. Amanda probably watched it with her kids.
Well, she did ask the question, how do you spell Dalek? Alicia, how do you spell Dalek?
D-A-L-E-K.
And that's in the English dictionary, so that is the correct spelling. Well done, Alicia. So you didn't think about...
Can you move your feet?
So you weren't thinking about, what he was actually like. You were just thinking what I thought of it.
Yes.
Right, okay. Okay, so he got through. Were you a bit surprised he got through to the final?
Yes.
Semi-final, sorry.
Because he was... I don't know.
So what did you think of him in the semi-final?
The rap was good.
Oh, you like that? The rap was good, did you say? I thought the act was good. So did you have a feeling all the Doctor Who fans might have actually gone on the phone and
maybe.
Actually...
Maybe. I had a feeling they...
voted for him?
I don't know. Definitely wasn't going to win it. But I had a feeling that... they were all going to vote for him, and it would be quite funny if they did.
I have to say, though, I did post on Twitter, vote for him. Come on, Doctor Who fans, let's get together and just try and scupper the Britain's Got Talent voting, and let's get this bloke through just for a laugh. And it didn't work.
Because most of the Doctor Who fans are in America.
Unless, of course... Not really?
Yeah.
Not 5 million people that watch, or 5 to 6 million people.
Yeah,
watch
most
the
of them are kids
in this country. Not
most of them are kids.
Really?
Yes.
Is
really?
That right? Okay. You know it all, don't you?
Do actually?
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay. So basically, yep, he did really well. I got knocked out, but I thought he did himself and Doctor Who
might
fans.
Might have the wild card yet. You never know.
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Unlikely. That would be good. So, yes, thank you, Martin Crofts, for your efforts on Britain's Got Talent. Most enjoyable. Right, then, can I go back to my memories as first memories of Doctor Who? Right. Playground, about 4 or 5 years old. Kids sort of walking around silly, going, I am a Dalek. And I knew what they were talking about, because I had also watched Doctor Who that year, which would have been 1972.
Wow.
Yes, I narrowed it down, because that was the only Doctor Who one at the time when I was actually in what they called at my school then the babies class. So that was would have been, and of course Pertwee was the Doctor then. Your first memories of Doctor Who, Alicia, do you have any memories of Doctor Who before you actually watched the series return? Did I play you any classic stuff?
Yes.
I don't remember doing so.
Oh, you did.
No, I think...
Until I got freaked out by it.
Do you think, I think the first time I ever showed you classic Doctor Who...
When I was about a baby.
No. Was after the episode of Dalek. Because you wanted to see some classic Doctor Who stories with the Dalek in it. And then I showed you Planet of the Daleks. But your first memory of Doctor Who would have been Rose, wouldn't it? Really? Right?
Oh, well, are you going to bed soon? Okay.
Can you just put your phone down?
No!
Just for once. So I have to ask that question again.
Go.
Your first memory of Doctor Who would have been Rose.
No.
No? What was it then? If you have to have a fixed memory in your mind of what your first memory of Doctor Who was.
Club of Dalek episode, so they asked you to put them on.
Yeah, but that would have been...
No, it wasn't after.
Yes, it was.
No, because I just don't. Remember watching the bubble wrap one. And that freaked me out.
Alicia, your memories are getting squished around. That would have been Ark in Space, and that would have been after we started watching the whole series.
No, it wasn't.
Stop shouting at me.
Shut up. It wasn't. I know my memories. You don't.
Woo! So you've seen the Ark in Space twice?
Yes.
I doubt it. Go on.
I do.
Okay.
No, I'm not speaking anymore.
All right, okay. Well, go along with what you think are your memories, even
though...
Those
are my memories. You live in my mind.
Okay, so what... Do you remember anything more about where and when, then? In regards to watching the Ark in Space and the bubble map. Bubble
I don't know where and when. I just remember I was a kid.
Pretty sure.
It's before Rose. I know that. I remember it was in primary school. Oh,
Alicia, you were in primary school when Rose was on.
Okay, how old was I when I was in Rainbows?
I cannot remember.
Exactly. It's that age.
Don't knock the microphone.
Because I remember I used to wear glasses when I used to watch it. Like those really horrible glasses.
Alright, let's ask you a quizzy question now. What year did Doctor Who come back?
2004?
5, Alicia. 2005. How old were you in 2005?
10?
No.
9?
No.
9?
No.
No, because I was going up to Solent. That was my last year. I was in year 4.
Your 8th birthday in 2005.
I was in year 4. I was in year 4.
You had your 8th birthday in 2005.
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm going to go 2006.
So when Doctor Who came back, you would have been 7.
Shut up.
And if you remember, we started a podcast up that year.
Ow. Hey, guy.
We started a podcast up that year.
No, we didn't.
Or around that time.
No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
Or was it a bit later?
Started it.
Oh, we started it
no.
when Sarah... We started it when Sarah Jane Adventures
no,
started
No, we didn't.
It.
No,
yes, we did.
That's when I was in year 6.
No, we started the original...
No, we didn't.
Why do you keep contradicting everything I say?
I know my life. Because we didn't do it when Isabella was born, so no. We did it. Started it when...
Isabella was born.
Shut up.
Isabella was born.
Oh, yeah, you say that we started the podcast in 2005.
No, I didn't say that. I'm trying to work it out.
What year was Isabella born? 2006. Exactly, and we started it when I was in Salem. We started the podcast when I was in Salem at school, because I remember wearing my Salem uniform, so...
Yeah, I've just said for the fourth time, 2007. So, okay, so we're going back. So basically, when Doctor Who came back, you were 7 years old.
Yes.
Okay. So I can guarantee to you, I can't remember whether I showed you any classic Doctor Who before then, but I can't really understand or believe I would have had any reason to show you Doctor Who.
Because you were watching it.
No, I wasn't.
It was.
What got me back into watching it again was it...
Hi, this is Fraser Hines, and you're listening to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Don't touch me.
I said sorry.
Thank you. I don't care. You hurt me and ruin my nails. And you ruin my fake tan.
Sorry, I'll come up...
No!
Come up orange in there.
No, because I'll come up as a white mark.
No, it won't. Come up as an orange mark. Anyway, it was a really good thing. You must have moved your leg towards me, because that was a really one of the better connections I've ever actually managed to achieve. So what did I go up to? You were talking about whether I showed you any Doctor Who.
You did.
I can't remember doing so.
You did.
All I remember, can I tell you how I remember it? And you'll probably disagree with me, because you like to disagree with me, because you're contrary. But I remember we watched... probably series one and then series two, and then I think we actually started watching every single episode of Doctor Who from the beginning.
No, because I've watched a couple of Dalek episodes before that, and
I accept that. I accept you watched some Dalek episodes before we started watching from the beginning.
I did watch Doctor Who episodes before the series started.
I agree, you did. But what I'm saying is that we watched every episode, so that would have included the Ark and Space.
Yes. I've watched the Ark and Space twice, but I got freaked out of it the first time.
I don't remember that. I just don't remember. Oh, maybe we did watch some Doctor Who classic ones after the series started. You might be right, I can't remember. So you'd like to imagine your first memory of Doctor Who classic series was the Ark and Space with the bubble wrap up rubber
wrap arm.
No?
Dalek episodes. I don't know what Dalek episode it was, but I remember it was a Dalek episode.
No, I can't remember. So if I was to say to you now that you have to watch an episode, no, I'm not sure I'm going to do it, by the way, because I know what you like, but say a classic story, and you had to watch one, and your life depended on it, you had to watch a classic story, what classic story do you think you'd watch?
I don't know.
See if we can narrow it down. A doctor. That's my phone, listeners. That was my phone going doodle-im.
I don't know.
Do you know which doctor you used to say was your favourite classic series?
Tom Baker.
No, you used to say it's Patrick Troughton.
I didn't.
You did.
I didn't.
You did. I think we might even actually have it on a very early episode of the show.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Because he's funny.
Who?
He's funny.
What, Troughton?
Yeah.
Very, was extremely good. And then I remember you saying...
Is he dead?
Very much so. I remember you saying that War Games is your favourite story. And it changed several times during time. And I remember Delta and the Bannermen being one of your favourite stories.
Oh, yeah, it is one of my favourite stories.
My favourite stories, for instance. Isn't that good? We agree on something.
I like that one.
But the only problem for me, the disappointed side of things for me, when we got to the end of the classic series of Doctor Who, you didn't ever want to go back and watch them again.
No.
But you've watched new Doctor Who countless times.
Yeah, because I like new Doctor Who.
And by the time Isabella is 8 years old, which is how old you were when we started watching every episode from...
Please don't.
No, not saying you're going to, but it would be nice.
She's going to Medina, by the way.
Where's that come from? She's going... Oh, because you saw the... message I wrote to... No, you didn't see that. Have you been looking around my text messages?
Isabella's going to Medina. I don't care what you say, she's going to Medina.
Where has this come from? I sent a private message to Claire in regards to her probably ending up going to Cowes, and she was definite. You shouldn't be reading my text messages. Anyway, what was I saying? I didn't read your text messages.
I just know these things. I am your daughter.
You've digressed me.
I haven't washed my teeth yet.
Oh dear.
Ow!
What? That was not me. I didn't do that one.
Fake tanned and sticky, and I keep sticking to everything.
Lovely.
For God's sake.
What are we talking about? Oh yeah, Doctor Who, wasn't it? So I'm saying that when she's eight, I plan to go back to the beginning and watch.
She won't do it.
You did. You were a devoted daughter when you were 8 years old.
Yeah, but the problem is that she's got a big sister. And big, she is going to be, has the perfect hair, the perfect makeup, the perfect everything that she has to. So she is not going to get brainwashed.
But she will watch some Doctor Who, because she's more devoted to me than you were when you were
she's
eight.
She's mummy's girl. You know that.
It's only 2 years' time, listeners.
I'm a daddy's girl.
Isabella will be 8 years old in 2 years' time. That means I'll have 3 years of her being fairly enthusiastic about doing the podcast. Sorry? No, I'm just saying.
2 years' time. So she's seven next year.
Yes.
I leave school next year. And so I'll be in my first year at college.
Yes. What's that got to do with it? I'm talking about Isabella. I'm saying that I'll get some good use out of Isabella once she's 8 years old.
She's going to get some good use out of me when I've got my beauty qualifications.
What? In relation to Doctor Who?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. You never know. I could be working on Doctor Who, doing all the face makeup and stuff, so don't you dare give me that.
Right, okay, anyway.
Could do.
Moving on. I thought of another question you could
ask. What if I do actually get a job in Doctor Who? Would you be jealous?
I'd be astounded.
Would you be jealous?
No, I wouldn't be jealous. I'd be hoping that you would get me onto the set somehow.
I'll get you into the makeup caravan.
Magic wants to jump up on the setting.
You can watch me do Matt Smith makeup.
And one good thing about recording the podcast this time of the night, the chime on the clock does not go off past 9 o'clock.
It's Thursday.
It's Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't
touch my nails. Magic Go away.
Magic wants to jump up.
I don't want him to. He's going to touch my nails. I'm covered in fake tan. No.
Get to the listeners, Magic. Go on, say something. Pardon? Say something. Come on. Say something. I don't want to say anything now because you're up. Right. What are we on about?
Don't lick me.
Okay, right. Other questions I thought you might be able to ask me in relation to Doctor Who. We've got 15 minutes left. Can you move that away from
Hello,
there?
Hello, Samantha.
Can you move that away from there? Because the pulsing will affect the microphone.
Hello.
Favourite stories. You can ask me what my favourite story was. Favourite classic series story. Go on.
Ow!
Go on, you can
Ow!
Do it. You can do it.
Ow!
Uncouthness is a tradition that you have bestowed on this show for many years.
Ow! 2 years.
Yeah, well, it's still many years for a podcast. Yes, Alicia, thank you for asking me what my favourite show is. Yes, my favourite Doctor Who story is The Pirate Planet. Thank you very
really?
Much.
Really?
Yes. And City of Death. Those two.
Really?
Very close. Yes. I don't even know what I'm talking about when I say
The
Pirate Planet. Go on then. What was The Pirate Planet then?
Is that the one with the Black Guardian? Look up. Look down, look all around, up in the air. That woman.
No, that was Enlightenment.
Why is there pirates in it then?
They were Eternals. I'm talking about The Pirate Planet. The one with Romana 1 in it.
No.
And K-9 and Jelly Babies and Mentiads and the pirate with his... the captain with his sort of half an eye and K-9 shooting this sort of robot parrot. That's The Pirate Planet. And the doctor getting away from some guards because he goes, he sort of runs down this corridor, press a button and accelerates these guards through the door and into, against the wall. Oh, for God's sake.
What doctor
was
it?
Such a philistine.
What doctor?
Tom Baker.
A help minute.
I can't believe you can't remember The Pirate Planet. You'll have to watch it because it's superb. I think even Isabella would probably enjoy that one. Okay, so any other questions you'd like to ask me that I invent for myself? What about New Who? What's my favourite New Who story? Oh, thank you, Alicia, for asking me what my favourite...
No, I'm asking it. Right. What's your favourite New Who story?
Oh, that's a difficult one. Favourite New Who story... Well, I do enjoy... I will say my favourite moment of New Who is the whole of the parting of the ways, the way it builds up to the regeneration and stuff. I love the bits I love. The parting of the way does hold a very special place in my heart.
Favourite one must be the Torchwood.
The Torchwood
ones. I just like it.
Torchwood ones. You mean series two?
Yeah. I just like it.
Okay.
No
particular reason?
I just like it. I like the idea of the Daleks and the Cybermen joining together.
Oh, yeah. We haven't got to that episode yet. The dog is licking my foot. Can you stop it?
He likes licking feet. What else? I just like it. I find it funny and sad at the same time.
Isn't it ironic, though, that the whole of Series 2...
And Marv is in it.
Thank you. The whole of Series 2 is based around Torchwood, and there's no sign of Captain Jack.
Yes.
In the whole series. You've gone all quiet, because you know I'm right. It's a shame, really.
Yeah, there's no sign of Cardiff, though.
Is there not?
No. There's no Cardiff.
Even though you see Cardiff throughout the whole series without it actually supposing to be Cardiff, you know what I mean? Because it's filmed there.
Yeah, but it's not. There's no mention of Cardiff.
It does have one of the greatest scenes in Doctor Who.
You know,
the departure of Rose.
They could have done. You know that Queen Victoria and then the Wolf one?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they could have set that in Cardiff.
Yeah, funny though. They didn't actually associate. You know that werewolf thing? They didn't actually have any association between that werewolf and the bad wolf comment that Rose is so associated with. I thought that was a bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
It was so close. It was only two episodes after the whole bad wolf scenario.
Yeah, but now every time someone mentions werewolf, I just think of Professor Lupin.
Do you? Thank you for that.
Okay. I was like, Professor Lupin. Mm. Ow! He's dead, though. He died.
Thank you, Alicia.
You do.
So, basically, you're saying your favourite episode of New Doctor Who
is the whole of Series 2.
Is it not? What is it then?
I don't know.
You don't know?
We're watching a whole new series, so...
No, you're not, though.
I know every episode off by heart, so okay. I don't know. Okay? Give me a chance.
I'm just saying.
Give...
Tell you what we've just watched.
A chance.
Which is The Idiot's Lantern. And the next one we're supposed to be watching is The Impossible Planet.
Why is it called The Idiot's Lantern?
Because that's what they used to call the television in the 50s.
That's stupid.
Yeah, the next one is Impossible Planet and the Satan Pit. That's the next one watching. Tell me about that one then, because you haven't watched it.
Yes, I've watched it.
Go on then.
It's when the devil starts talking to the person and Ood, and the first time we ever see Ood.
Two episodes summed up in two sentences.
Yeah, I know. It's brilliant, isn't it? It's about the devil.
Well, I was thinking of starting up a new podcast called The 1 Second Time Lord.
It's easy. You just go, the doctor saved someone. The end. That's basically it.
That's basically every episode, apart from the
name one.
Victory of the Daleks. When it was sort of. Can you get off my foot? Because that's hurting. When it was sort of. Amy that saved the day, because she taught that thing from not exploding, the robot bloke, Professor's dude, what his name is, because the Doctor lost to the Daleks in that episode. Do you remember? He failed to destroy them, they escaped.
Well, the colour, the Teletubby Daleks.
The Teletubby Daleks, yeah. So.
Wait, where have they gone? Sorry, we haven't seen them for the last two series, have we?
Yeah, so that was supposed to set up some story thing that never actually happened. So what's going to happen with them? Will they bring them back? I think they will. I think the Daleks.
Do you think they'll bring them back the series?
I do.
But the Teletubby ones. Do you think there'll be loads of Teletubby ones?
I've heard. I've heard that he's doing away with the Teletubby Daleks. Or no, the Teletubby Daleks are in fact like the big bosses of just ordinary drone Daleks. So we see all the drone Daleks be what we normally see, but they're big bosses. Each one of those Daleks is like the boss of that area, maybe it'd be science or battle.
Oh, that's
or
a good whatever. Idea.
No, that's what actually is the case.
What do you think? The white one, I think the white one would be like the emperor of all things, because he seems like kind of Dalek. And then all the other ones are like the little followers that do what they say. So
yeah.
it's like a school, because you've got your. No, listen.
Okay.
You've got your
heads of department, which will be the Daleks.
Basically what the Daleks are, yes.
Yeah. And then you've got your head teacher, and then you've got your governors.
And, okay.
You do.
I'm starting to get tired. But yes, that's what I think will happen. Not guarantee that is actually the case. I've just heard that Moffat is bringing back the drone style Daleks, the ones that we saw
the
from Dalek
ones.
Onwards. Yeah, those ones.
No.
I mean, no.
No, I like, no, keep the shape.
Oh, no.
No, listen. Keep the shape and everything. We'll change the colour a bit. The gold ones are boring now. So.
There's a picture release, wasn't there, of Matt Smith and Karen Gunn with a classic series Dalek?
No. Please.
Yes, there was.
Please say they're going back in time. That'll be the pointless episode.
No, but there is a picture.
Episode.
Interesting.
Amy's
just,
leaving this series anyway.
Yes, just interesting to note it was just the Doctor and Amy, not the Doctor, Amy and Rory, so it might have just been a pathetic red herring. A red herring. Yeah, of course, yeah, because I think River Song will kill them.
Somewhere. Both of them?
Yeah, I think so. Because you remember that in The Good Man Goes to War at the beginning, where River Song, sort of slightly drunk, staggers back to her cell and bumps into Rory, and the way she looks at Rory is as if to say, oh, you should be dead. Oh, you remember that? She looks like, oh God, looks like shocked to see him because she doesn't expect to see him alive, that sort of thing. And I thought that's how the series was going to end, somewhere along the line. She was going to kill Rory. Well, that episode, actually, I think.
Well, she does say, I did kill the greatest man I ever known.
And I thought that would be Rory. Then it turned out to be the Doctor. And Stephen Moffat said it was the Doctor when the series had finished, but he lies. He changes his tune rather like Kylie Minogue does.
What's wrong with Kylie Minogue?
She changes the tune a lot. She goes from singing songs like I Should Be So Lucky to brilliant songs like... what's that one she did? La, 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 la. I just can't get you out of my head. She goes from singing I Should Be So Lucky to I Can't Get Up to completely different types of songs. But that's beside the point.
Boy,
okay, right.
That one.
So you've been on a mission, an unknown mission, since joining Medina College to find somebody who likes Doctor Who, and you have failed in that mission, have you not?
Was I?
Eh? Yes, you were.
I found most people liked Harry Potter.
That's irrelevant.
So are you? No, actually, technically, I haven't, because I found people on Tumblr who likes Doctor Who.
I've been on a mission at work. We've got a new girl down at work called Poppy.
And Poppy!
She's intellectual.
I like Poppy.
She's intellectual.
Yeah,
so
I like her.
I said to her, do you know any geeks? And she said, yes. She talks like that. I said, so do you know any geeks that might like Doctor Who? She went, yes. I set her on a mission to find a Doctor Who fan. And she told me to send the link to this podcast, which I did. I haven't done anything back. I haven't seen her or anything, but I'm intrigued to find out how she got on with that particular mission that I set her.
Did I find one?
What, a Doctor Who fan?
Yeah.
I don't know, did you?
No, I did. Yeah, I did!
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Wait.
And you avoided them like the plague, no doubt.
No. 7N. She's a mental class. Most of the boys in that class watched Doctor Who.
So you haven't mentioned to them that you might be on...
my little one.
One of the world's top Doctor Who podcasts.
Yeah.
Oh, you've mentioned it to them, have you?
No.
No, exactly.
I go to them, I've watched every Doctor Who episode
that... Oh, you've told them about it?
...ever existed. They go, no, you haven't. I was like, yes, I have.
What you should have said when they said...
Ask me any question and I'll know it a bit about... So and they asked me a question and I got the answer, didn't I? I only did, didn't I?
What was the question they
asked
you?
Not now, but they asked me a question.
You forgot now. So what a better answer would have been when they said, no, you're not. You should have said, listen to the 20 Megabyte podcast. Then you'll know.
No. Nobody at school knows about the podcast and nobody at school will ever
know. Do you really think
that
if they found out...
Nobody at school will ever know about the podcast. If they do, I will kill myself.
Can you listen to what I'm saying? Do you really think that these Doctor Who fans would go off to your friends and say, oh, did you know Alicia likes Doctor Who?
Would you love to think about school and say,
actually, I might even be wrong in that statement. Do you like Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Can I go and get stretched out, please?
Well, you have to, because I was hoping that would make this a very special episode, our anniversary episode.
Interesting.
No, there's something special I wanted to do about this episode. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine what it might be, Alicia? I really wanted to make this episode special. A very unusual
have
episode.
Have me on it.
Apart from have you on it, there was something else to make this... What I really wanted to do was make it traditional. Not traditional. Mm. Do you remember how this episode, this podcast began?
Disaster.
Yes, but there was something about the podcast... It's the clues in the name.
Chandler's in a studio. Hey!
What?
It's 20 megabytes.
Yes, I wanted to do a 20 megabyte episode of the 20 megabyte podcast on its anniversary.
Second anniversary.
Yes, I have. So, by the way, you probably won't be on the next show because it's on a Monday and you'll be at school. Thank you for part of the show after 2 years, Alicia.
I might be actually because I might be at school late. I'm going to school late.
Not that late.
Can I go to school can you take me to school?
No.
Why not?
Yes, thank you, as I say, for continuing to be part of the show, and I hope that will continue to be, because I love having you on the podcast. The other reprobates will be back for our usual recording session, which is on Mondays.
Ben going?
Which will be their anniversary.
Is Ben going to be there?
I don't know. That will be their anniversary show. This is me and Alicia's
anniversary show. What did you just say?
Well, they want to be part of the...
No, what did you just say? You said the wrong word.
What did I say?
Anniversary.
I said it'll be the... All right.
Birthday.
It'll be their birthday show.
Thank you.
So I'm expecting...
Human birthday Reagan, show.
Ben and Robert.
Do you know when I say that? Do you say, oh, it's your anniversary show? No, they say it's our birthday, okay?
I don't know, we'll have
it's
to check that
one. Birthday, okay? It's birthday.
Deal or no deal. So anyway, so until a couple of days' time... when we'll be celebrating another birthday show.
I feel sick.
Thank you for being on the show, Alicia. Thank you for listening, listeners. Hope this is 20 megabytes. And goodbye.
Bye.
Is an APV Services production, is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is the trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.